You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and it's an early 4:20 in the morning, but I am super psyched because every time I have different guests that come on the Wake and Bake show and different people, whether it's, you know, smokers or groups or celebrities, but today I got to have some great music DJs. The EC Twins came all the way from Europe that are rolling around here doing their thing. How you guys doing this morning?
We're amazing. Yeah, how are you doing?
Good. So you guys are London, right?
No, we're actually UK in Manchester.
Manchester.
Which is the north. So.
And there's obviously a difference for sure.
It's a big difference. It's like Manchester, the best possible reference that Americans will understand is Manchester is very similar both culturally and socio-economically to Detroit.
Okay.
Which means it was an industrial city that now needs to be policed by RoboCop.
That's fucked up. And what's the weather like there?
Pisses it down in rain every day.
It's beautiful. No, it's very, it's infamous for raining.
Is that what it is? But it's almost like how Seattle is, kind of, right? Or now?
Yeah, I guess so. Only Seattle's cool.
You know what? And people at home aren't going to like this, at home in terms of where we're from, but we aren't fans of Manchester, if we're honest about it. There's a lot of good things come out of Manchester, soccer teams and a lot of music.
Okay.
But we haven't been back in a long time.
It's the reason we're into music, you know, the way to achieve anything there, you've either got to be a boxer, which we certainly aren't, a soccer player, and I fell short on that one, or music, or crime. They're your options to get out of there. So, you know,
if this doesn't work out, fucking stick them up.
Exactly.
This is a stick up.
Exactly. So, you know.
So let me ask you, how long you guys been in doing music and doing your thing pretty much? When did you guys start?
When we were 16, we started as club promoters. Actually, Flyer Boys. You know, we just found our salvation in the club scene because...
And then you get to hear shit, right? You get to roll in, hand out stuff.
You know what it was? When we were in Manchester, it was a lot of, like, you'd go to the local pub, you'd hear shitty music, and you'd end up in a fight, in a pub brawl, which is not my style.
And a lot of people... That's a pretty popular thing, right? Kind of, if you hear about this, like, in UK and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's
a lot of, in the culture, a lot of fight brawling.
Casual violence.
You know what? I put it down to two things.
Yeah.
Free healthcare and no guns.
Exactly.
So it's like, right, it's not going to cost me shit if I get a black eye. He can't really sue me because it's free healthcare and he's not going to shoot me, so we'll have a punch up. That having been said, you know, I don't like violence. I'm a pacifist.
We're not good at it.
Even if I was good at it, I wouldn't be interested anyway.
Fighting over a soccer team or something just seems something that I'm not into at all.
Yeah, that's another thing too. It's like fucking they brawl at these soccer games.
Yeah,
right?
It's stupid. So when we went to Edinburgh, Edinburgh, Scotland, the capital city of Scotland. I ended up walking with a bunch of girls from the perfumery department in the department store I worked in, into what was probably a gay club, and hearing house music, and everybody was cool, and everybody got along, and I thought, I think
it was gay,
this.
Straight, black, white, rich, poor, and no problems, and we were like, cool, we'll stay here for the rest of our lives.
to make it through retirement in this industry.
Yeah, so then you started handing out flyers.
And fell in love with, of course, we were obsessed with the... would been, you know, people say, oh, I like music. It's like, yeah, everybody likes music and movies, but we realized that we had become obsessed with music.
Now, was there every kind of genre going down at the time when you were there, or was it like hearing the same similar type of shit? When you first started handing out these flyers, what was it like?
No, I mean, we came from a background, our dad listened to soul music.
We
only had one. We didn't grow up with our mother, but she bought us this satellite dish that gave you, you know, cable stations.
Yeah.
But you needed
to pay. Satellite dish with that shit.
Yeah, right.
And that was like the 80s, 90s.
That's right. And you needed to pay for a package, and we couldn't afford the monthly subscription. So you had two channels. One was Eurosport, which was weird, like ski jumping, horse racing.
Sure.
It's weird shit that Americans think every European plays. And when we're even watching it going,
what is this crap?
Yeah. Who the fuck plays polo?
Yeah, curling. Why the fuck are we watching curling?
He's a curler. I don't know one curler. I know millions of people.
And are you telling me that, like, there's literally bars that are just sitting around and people are fucking like watching curling and getting drunk.
Well, I mean, really. Yeah, I mean, if you'd watched the British sports, you know, or the European sports, if you watched Eurosport, you'd be led to believe that we were all sat there, you know, discussing the ins and outs of water polo. We're not.
Anyway, the only other
hurdling,
the only other station we had was MTV, and that was back in the days of when it was music videos.
Yeah,
right?
And that was the shout out. Like when it first started, it was so like,
oh my god, yeah,
cheesy, raw, but fucking cool, because there was nothing like it.
Oh yeah,
I remember Dire Straits.
I remember
the Aha video.
Oh yeah, it was amazing stuff. That video.
The thing is, we came out then and we had a one up on you Yankees, because what we had is a show called Top of the Pops, and if the bands couldn't perform, they'd have to send in a music video.
Okay.
So by the time MTV came along, the Brits, we had all these.
We had Culture Club and Bar George. No,
let's shout out to him though.
Spandau Ballet and all those.
Back then, man, Boy George, Culture Club made a fucking impact on you and the US for sure.
He's back.
Yeah. Oh, he's always back.
He's actually DJing. We come across him quite sometimes.
Does he got a good repertoire of music?
He's good. We're big fans of his.
Shout out to Boy George.
Shout out to Boy George.
Yeah, you think he smokes a little bit of the herb or now?
I don't think he stops there, does he?
I mean,
he wasn't banned from America for no reason. He was banned from America for smoking a little bit of the herb.
I think now he's like, is he not all plant based? Like,
Vegan
and all that. So if he lost a bunch of weight, I don't know where he sits
on that now. No, let's rewind this.
He lost like 100 pounds.
You're telling me that he got banned from the United States?
He got banned in America for 2 decades, didn't he, for heroin?
For heroin, okay. Okay, yeah, what an animal.
Where did all the real rock stars go?
Seriously, what do we have? Can you tell me what we have as a modern day rock star? What do you think?
What's the closest we have?
Man, as a person, celebrity, let's say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about falling out of the strip club across the road.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Television through the window, you know. The last people we can think of realistically are people who come from our...
Yeah, like Oasis. Like, I'm not a massive fan of the music, but like they're entertaining.
It
seems now that all we have is a bunch of, I don't know, rich kids pretending to be...
I have no idea. They can't say anything anymore on for example, something like this. They can't say anything in case you get dropped off the label. They're scared.
Do you think they have anybody bang a
hooker and throw a TV through the window?
Give yourself chlamydia 3 times in a month. I've done it.
That's
fun. You can clear it up with a Z-pack. Don't worry about it.
What a beast.
He just passed it back and forwards to the same. I'm like, Alistair, you do realise that once you've taken the Z-pack, you have to go 2 weeks without banging the same chick that gave it to you.
I think that's
without a condom.
Yeah. I was like, if this is chlamydia and I clear it up, I'm never having sex without a condom again.
We have to put a warning sign.
If
you bang a chick and get the clap and you know it's her, you better think twice when you go back for that shit.
I tried to find the head vampire. I spent a month trying to find the head vampire.
Turns out you was the head vampire.
I was probably the head vampire, to be fair. No, but seriously, what do you think we have as a rock star now? Who do you think we have?
Okay, I'm not going to say that someone that would break apart or this, but that I still believe is...
Sure.
Older, but still true. Sure. Lenny, for sure. Kravitz, you know.
Oh, really? Really?
I think he's always...
Why? Because he wears accessories and multiple scarves?
No.
He looks like a rock star.
No, but I just think... he's like... He was always jived... And was just an excellent guitarist.
Of course,
when he performed, he
I wonder
truly,
where he got that inspiration from.
Oh, from Jimmy, for sure. Yeah,
a bit derivative, but you know what? He looks cool.
Absolutely, and a shout out to him. But you know what? Look, I think that everybody who has the balls to go up and perform has a certain amount of something inside of them. Okay, now maybe it's branded and it's labeled.
Justin Bieber. I'm not saying Justin, but
I'm just more giving the reference that we're all through different generations, so like people understand things in a different way because the millennials are more technological in this. Like
maybe the hip hop guys are a bit rock and roll. The DJs certainly were for a while.
Because you got to understand, if a lot of the kids now are so used to electronic and different type of music, rock is almost foreign.
Do you feel me?
It's how generations change and what they think is great. But we also have the luck, let's say, of being in the age where we kind of got to see both.
Sure. But I mean, it's not just the music. We're not just talking about music. We're talking about, you know, you don't have to necessarily play guitar to be rock and roll. You don't even have to be a musician to be rock and roll. We're talking about who represents the rock and roll life.
So on the Wake and Bake show, we always ask, and we'll play some of your guys' stuff too, but when people are Wake and Bake and get up in the morning, you know, I was curious, regardless if you smoke or not, what's your morning rise and song or group? If I pulled off a Spotify to throw in the background while we while I light up a little nugget and we get more into the Wake and Bake show. And what are you guys smoking on today? You got some oil, some wax. What are you enjoying? And just make sure you drive safely and puff before you go to work. And then after you get off of work, you can always get back and hit some of that delicious medicine for sure.
Why can't they do it during work?
Well, you don't want to actually, it depends on what the work is, but, you know.
It just seems like your message is inconsistent.
No, when we're...
When you get a break, though.
Okay, know, okay.
When you get a break, medicate.
Hey, whenever works, just whatever works for you.
Absolutely.
We spend half our time in recording.
What would you pick? What's a song to throw out? I can pull up on Spotify.
What am I enjoying right now? I know there's stuff that we're enjoying, but I'm trying to think...
Do you think something new or something?
Anything you want. We'll do a couple things, but you pick something. What first thing that pops in your head? Give me a band or a song.
I don't know. Bobby Caldwell. You know Bobby Caldwell?
So
it's quite like a Bobby Caldwell. So mainly because he's so... All
right, Bobby
mainly
Caldwell.
Because I couldn't believe the dude was white.
14 million listens on Why
sure.
You...
What You Won't Do For Love, sure. It's an old record, but I listen to it. I'm like,
and that's a cool thing, because that's why I ask people on the show to throw different... Oh, yeah, I remember this shit.
I'm like, I can't believe this dude this is white. No, you know,
he looks like a geography teacher, and he sounds like, you know... Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, this was a jam.
It's a jam, right?
You know what? Nobody's going to like this, but I preferred Go West's version.
Did you really?
Yeah, Go West did a dope cover of it, and there's better harmonies in there. Okay. But, you know, of course, the major credit goes to Bobby Caldwell.
We're music geeks. We could...
This was some panty dropping music though. This was like when you're on the getting your dance on. This is you get ballsy and you try to broke that girl in, you know.
It's important that you watch the video of this to see what the guy looks like and then decide how many panties dropped around Bobby Caldwell.
That was the thing, because we listened to it as a kid and we thought it would be this really smooth, like, black dude in a suit, like a kind of Teddy Pendergrass type of
thing. That's the best thing. If you find the guy that sounds so soulful and black and he's white, you got to give props to the motherfucker.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right. It's a tune though, that.
Yeah, man, that's great.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in New York, so grew up on the East Coast, and then spent half my life in Vegas and the West Coast. So.
How was that growing up there?
You know what? Vegas is a love hate relationship.
Absolutely, it's for everybody.
But it's a 24-hour town.
How old were you when you went to Vegas?
When I was in college, so in the 90s, geez. Like around 90, 92, 93.
What was going on in Vegas then?
Man, they were just imploding different hotels and building like the Excalibur, and MGM had like the big fucking lion in front of it, because years later they did some realization that it was really bad luck in the Chinese and Asian culture to walk into the mouth of a lion.
Oh wow, okay.
So they realized they were losing a lot of fucking revenue. And they
I'm not sure that's superstition. I'm sure that, you know, in the places where lions and tigers live, they're like, it's a really bad idea to walk into the mouth of a lion. No shit.
Yeah, man. I see some crazy, the Hacienda blow up. Like, they used to blow up hotels on New Year's. Yeah. And you would stand out in front of the fucking hotel, watch it go down, and then watch the smoke roll by you.
I'm trying to stay away from September the 11th references, because there was something similar to how those hotels fell and how those
because we've seen those controlled demolitions as well, and we're like, that looks weird, but whatever.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I was like, it does look awfully similar, you know, to a controlled explosion.
We'll stay away from that one.
You're probably all too high to...
Yeah, exactly. Next thing you know, you sound like you're saying the moon's made out of fucking cheese, and you know.
Shit. We got conspiracy.
No, not really. It's just
a reference.
I love it. No, but Caldwell is a pimp, man. That was
Caldwell is a pimp, right? Caldwell is a pimp. That is pimp music. That's exactly what it is.
Exactly. So do you take a lot of different genres into your music and stuff?
Absolutely. What
kind of stuff influenced, like, let's say, I know younger periods there were different music and now, so let's like go retroactively back for a second. And when you guys are jamming, I'm going to assume 90s. What were you influenced then? Or 2000?
A little later than the 90s. We were still in school in the 90s. But, you know, the thing is about us, we were raised by a single father who listened to, like, Sade and...
Oh, Sade.
Luther Vandross and real...
Oh, yeah.
Black soul music.
Oh.
But then when he would work night shifts in the factory, he was our cousin, but we thought he was our uncle because he was like 23 and we were babies. And a 23-year-old when you're a baby is a grown man. And he was a real deal, straight up, not punk rock, a punk rocker.
First generation.
But he was post-punk, he was after punk, but he was the real deal.
And let's for a little millennial flashback.
Sure.
What would you say some bands are of the punk era if they wanted to learn about?
Well,
like,
of course,
the
Sex Pistols.
Huge one, right?
And the Ramones work well with the American Ear and the Clash. But The Clash was badass for sure. But and there's a band called the Pogues, who are an Irish folk band slash punk, and they're interesting to look into. Just because the lead man is the real deal.
And then there was that post, and then in Manchester where we obviously grew up, there was this post punk New Order, Morrissey, The Smiths,
The Cure. Yeah.
New Order was fucking the shit.
It was originally Joy Division.
Bizarre Triangle was one of the best.
So that was hammered into us. That's where the electronic music thing came from.
That's kind of when it first started. That song made 100%. An impact in America.
Blue Monday.
Because that was that whole thing was like a different type of music, I think, at that time. That people, so I kind of think that those bands were the fringe of the starting of the electronic music.
It wasn't even a fringe, it was like pretty much that was the explosion.
Yeah, sure.
That Blue Monday, I think it was the fastest selling piece.
Yeah.
They're not the fastest, the highest.
You know, after disco died off, that's where we got
The Smiths. Shout out to those motherfuckers. You guys, if you're young, should pull out and Spotify. And the Smithereens, you remember those guys? The Smithereens were a pretty badass fucking group.
No.
I'll play a song from
them. Yeah,
the
Smithereens. Yeah. Listen. Yeah.
Old school.
We hate it when we don't know a reference.
Okay.
Here's one that's called The Girl Like
When
You.
When are these from? When are these guys from?
This is 90s for sure.
Americans?
Yeah.
This is the biggest hit?
Yeah, one of them.
What's it called?
A Girl Like You.
Wow. As you go, I've been waiting for a girl like you.
That was a
foreigner. LA band?
Nah, maybe New York.
What did you grow up listening to?
Oh man, I listened to everything. I used to DJ when I was young and stuff, and I grew up from, my dad used to have a record studio, we had recording studios back in the day, so a lot of like different celebrities used to come through, but I grew up on 8-track fucking regular records.
Ha ha, like very everything. Funny, but we had an 8-track. We had an 8-track in the studio yesterday.
It's really expensive to do that now.
Yeah, but we had an 8-track in the studio yesterday. It's like $7 a tape now, you know, for the Maxo tapes.
Yeah.
Because they're so...
Rare.
It's like $7 a tape, but we had an 8-track in the studio because somebody bought in an analog synthesizer and we wanted to record it with some...
Yeah, we wanted to get some analog sounds in there, to be honest. Do you think
there's a benefit in it, or if we're just geeking out?
Yeah,
you
know, I don't know.
Sometimes it gets into the whole portal of the vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I stopped a few times and I said, why are we doing this again?
It kind of comes up to a point because I had, Money B from Digital Underground.
Yeah.
Is, part of Purple Haze Properties. And he was talking about the All Eyes on Me movie they did about Tupac. Because Tupac was in... Digital Underground
before he became famous.
Yeah,
it's like a dancer in the background.
Yeah, exactly. So in the movie, there's like these scenes when they're in the recording studio, and everyone's smoking weed and hanging out, and it's like this whole fucking thing. And he told me how they used to book it for months. They had it for 2 months, right? And I said to him, when all that shit's going on, I bet you that that was all those elements had a lot to do with what happened when they recorded those songs. Do you know what I'm saying? That there was like an energy or a vibe or things that really brought into like...
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you go in
like,
the studio and... You know. We went in the studio with some... You know, we produced for other people. We went going to the studio sometimes with new acts. And they're like, okay, a song is 4 minutes long nowadays on Spotify.
Sure.
You think that's only going to take you an hour to make.
Oh, no.
And you're like, don't you understand? You, it takes you hours to create an idea and maybe going down the wrong path. Next thing you know, you're watching a... fucking YouTube video about somebody, you know, falling down a manhole or some shit like that. You're all hanging out, you're talking about it's a whole process. It can take a day, it can take 2 days, you
it
just
can
hang
take
out
longer or whatever.
People
it is.
Smoke weed, of course.
Absolutely.
Everybody's in there smoking.
Absolutely.
There's this new thing that they're really into at the moment. What is that, man?
Kratom, have you heard of that one?
Oh god, that's
what
horrible.
Do you think of that? Is
what?
That horrible?
I'm really not big on that.
Really?
I work with one of the engineers that we work with often, and we'll do like a 12-hour day, and we are marathon men in the studio.
You know,
me and Alistair.
You know what's really interesting? That
go
you guys
on.
Would smoke Kratom, but you would...
No,
but I'm saying, just these guys that would smoke it and not smoke cannabis.
We don't do either.
Because the thing is the cannabis plant itself, you know, has many healing qualities regardless.
Right.
Like scientifically... Right. By doctors proven for, you know, anxiety, killing cancer,
absolutely,
PTSD, all stuff. Kratom is just, it was created because as a legal way to have something that they think is kind of like marijuana.
Right.
And they've been coming up with spice and all these kind of things that guys at army bases and things can't get tested for, but they could just go to the local smoke shop and buy it and get high off of
something. Honestly, we are marathon men in that studio. So after 12, 13, 14, 15 hours, everyone else starts to tap out.
Sure,
except for me and Arthur, we're like, this song's getting finished. And this guy, as soon as I see him reach for that green... It's not an endorsement. I'm just telling you what we've witnessed. As soon as I see him reach for that green powder and stir it into the water, I think, there we go.
It's like
got another 8 hours.
It's like Popeye with his spinach. However, he was smoking weed before that.
Everybody, I don't know. Look, I'm straight edging. I know that sounds fucking boring. I just never started. I've got no moral problem with anything. And I encourage people to do whatever makes them happy.
Absolutely.
But it seems to me that... different things work for different people. Like some people love pot, very few dislike it, but for some people it doesn't work.
Sure.
How do you want to hear my pot story?
For sure, absolutely.
Alright, here's my pot story.
I think it's great.
So I can be a rock star like everyone in this room. So one day we go out for Mexican meals.
Somebody's birthday, I think.
Somebody's birthday, and they bring all these, and you'll know where it's going immediately. They bring all these cupcakes out.
Oh,
but, like,
shit.
They bring them out, and they're singing happy birthday in Spanish.
Oh, no.
And I like candy. My vices are like candy, milkshake.
You can't have
I got
first
the vices of a child.
Like
and I start slamming these fucking cupcakes, man.
I knew they were, of course.
Nobody told me. I should have worked it out. But I'm slamming cupcakes. So he's driving along to the club. And I have to think a long time about, you know, where we're going and everything like this. And I get into the club and I'm having conversations with people. And I said to my brother, I think I'm getting sick.
He said, I feel a bit strange. I said, how do you feel? Because, see, I didn't want to tell him. It was too late by the time. I mean, he probably ate 12 cupcakes. By the time he'd ate 12, I didn't tell him in case.
But you know where you get in the flu and you start to feel like you're in a dream world.
Shit.
And I'm like, I don't quite feel connected. I said to my brother, I think I'm having a brain hemorrhage or something. I don't feel well.
Fuck me.
And he said, unless you ate the cupcakes.
No, I said,
he said, did you have a cupcake? A cupcake? No. I was sticking them in my pocket out the door. I had about 12 cupcakes.
Oh,
and my
shit.
Friends were like, that shit was
really strong.
But as soon as I knew that that's what it was, I was fine.
Okay,
as soon as you knew, he's like, okay, I'm just going to ride this one out.
Okay,
this is fine.
All right, so I'm high. All right, cool. And then after that, it was like, is this what the big deal is?
So let me explain it to you. What happened in your experience is way different, because what you did is, for the first time, you took an edible and you dosed yourself through your bloodstream.
Right.
So taking an edible is way different than if I rolled a joint right now said, hey, take a puff. It's way lighter. It only lasts a much shorter period of time. And it's not nearly as intense of an experience of what you just did.
He didn't dislike it.
All I'm saying is that
I was more concerned. Yeah, no, no.
Look,
if you was
walking along the road and all of a sudden you were high and you didn't know that you were high, you would freak out. You'd be like, "Why do I feel different?"
Absolutely.
That was what the problem was.
It doesn't matter what weed was. If anybody dosed you with anything, and all of a sudden you felt fucking crazily different,
feel weird.
You're not going to relate it to being a good experience.
Right. Whereas if you know, okay, I'm going to get high.
The minute I told him,
this is a good point, actually. You know, just so you know, so you guys know, about 10 milligrams of a dose. 10 mg is what is considered to be an acceptable serving to someone who hasn't had marijuana before, because a lot of people now can come to California and Colorado and all these different states where it's legal.
How are you finding that now it's legal?
I think it's great. I'm a huge promoter of it. It means the people are trying to show the government state by state that this is something that shouldn't be so dangerous around the world, including London.
My friend believed in, and I'm not pushing the agenda of Kratom. I'm telling you that I don't know anything about it.
My friend believed
in it so much that he started to buy lots of it and try to distribute it to the stores. But what it was doing is it was taking people off ADHD medication and antidepressants.
What is that medication? It's the ADHD one.
Okay, so what is it?
This is better than Adderall.
Oh my God, yeah, that's a
This
form.
Can do the job of Adderall.
So when it starts to mess with
what it is, it's a form of speed. That's what Adderall is.
Right.
Okay, so Kratom and all these other things is what's giving a cocaine or a high stimulus. That's why all of a sudden he could work for the hours. Where smoking marijuana is just a plant that it's cannabis. God made it to grow like a weed and to not die, because it could beat diseases and this.
Sure.
But your brain has receptors and things for it. So when you actually smoke a little cannabis or eat it, but not like to the length, like that, you could have taken a bite of one of those cupcakes, and that would have been sufficient for you to get something similar to smoking it a little bit.
It really wasn't that much that went on with me.
Well, that's because you have such a clean body; it fucking just absorbs into yourself. In a certain way, you know what I mean. You know, you have a tolerance; you had a higher tolerance. But a lot of people in California and these tours coming in are buying the shit and eating too much of it, because they're like, "Oh, this tastes good," and then they have a bad experience.
What could be the possible worst outcome of that?
I mean, the worst thing is you'd get some spins like you do when you're drunk. You'd throw up a little bit, and you'd fucking pass out, but you'd have the sleep of your life. You'll sleep for like 10 hours.
Doesn't sound like a big deal.
It's just California and Colorado.
You have Washington. There's about eight Nevada. Washington, Colorado, Montana, Massachusetts. There's like eight of them already.
So done deal now.
And then there's 25 or 26, maybe more, medical states. So more than half the country is medical also.
Well, having worked in the nightlife industry for, you know, a long time, since we're 16-year-old kids, we know that we've had problems with people drinking. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You never had a problem with people on marijuana. Honestly, you never had a problem with people on ecstasy either. I mean, everyone loved each other.
As long as it was the pure.
Yeah, other than
the
of
stuff
course,
that's already
overdosed. I'm not saying you should go out and take it. I'm just saying, you know.
So we have, let's throw on some of your stuff for the little wake and bake. We got Revolution here pops up.
Yeah, why not listen to Revolution? That sounds very...
7,398,000.
Yeah, let's take a look at that
one. Throw that in the background. And you guys can all pull out some of your favorite nugs and smoke a little smoky with me. Whether you got some hash, some oil, some bud, whatever it is, break it out. And check out the EC Twins on Spotify and check out all the great music that they got going on for sure. Now, when did you guys do this song?
Well, you know what? Actually, again, not to be too political about anything, but we were kind of big Bernie Sanders fans. I don't mean to upset anybody.
Oh, yeah, that's tight.
But we were big Bernie Sanders fans, and I said,
Shout out to Bernie.
I want to do a track called Revolution, and just about that whole thing, that kind of hippie vibe. I was kind of sick of all the hating.
This was like very Caribbean, kind of like...
It was a summer song, and by the time the label got it out, I think they put it out on the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so we made it as a summer hit, and by the time Sony released it, they released it, in the dead of winter. And they actually released it in Sweden first, so I'm like, great. Steel drums when it's like
tropical house music.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Negative 20.
You got to give a shout out to the steel drums, man. That's an instrument of all the instruments that get fucked a lot. You know, should get more popularity.
It was it was
hard to find because we were searching. We found the actual little chops to be able to sample the steel drums on Google from a guy's website out of some small town in England. It was really hard to find that. And then once we did it, all these the people that create sounds and then sell them on to you came out like a month later with a steel drum, and I'm like, damn, did we do that? It was a signature of ours for a while, but.
And who sang the vocal part?
A guy called Jordan Banks. He had the number one R&B song.
Oh, nice.
Actually, a big smoker.
So it takes 10 minutes.
Shout out to Jordan.
And, it took about 10 minutes for him to answer questions. I'm like, what the hell is he smoking?
My man, Jordan.
Great singer.
Jordan Banks, check him out as well.
I hope you got some good ass nuggets, because you can fucking lay some chops for sure. Hell yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Thanks for playing it.
Absolutely. So, let me ask you, I mean, I know you guys say you don't smoke, but probably your friends, you know, you have some, obviously ones that do and shit.
Of course.
How can you tell if the weed is way different between it is in London and here?
Yeah, in London we basically have resin, right? You know what?
Just the hash.
So that's all we have, because we can't grow this stuff
and
over
there. And you know what's weird is in London nobody really smokes the bud by itself we do. They mix it with tobacco, right?
You know, correct. And you know, when we first came here, we moved in with uncles of ours. Let's hear the truth. Let's hear another one of our tracks.
Yeah,
the
for truth. Sure.
The truth came out last week.
The truth came out last week.
Okay, nice. So. Hell yeah.
And again, it's Jordan. A bit smoother. It's a bit smoother.
Than the other one
that was about to bladder us at 128 BPM, big room.
This girl's got a sexy voice.
Oh,
huh?
She has. She's called Frankie. She's an incredible songwriter and singer.
Right, listen.
It's a duet.
Oh.
But, when we first came to America, we moved in with two family members who we'd never really met in our life, and they were big smokers, and that smell.
I just remember getting woke up, your stuff doesn't smell that strong. No. Is there a reason for that?
We have, hey, Jimmy, go grab a few of my bags and shit.
Yeah, that was the first thing
you'd wake up every morning with this bong, and every morning you'd just hear the bubbling away of the bong, and then it'd hit by the smell, and he'd be like, and he'd spend 10 minutes coughing, and I'm like, dude, I'm trying to sleep here.
But
so I'll always think of that smell.
That smell was the because we hadn't we of course we'd seen it, but it was
all the different buds have different self, you know, smells, scents, this depending on what region.
Now does not really. What would you? Why did you decide to smoke that today?
I smoke a little bit of everything, and then when we do these shows, you have no idea the shit guys always.
What is this one? It's a Kush.
It's a coconut Kush.
Okay, cool.
Just for a little bit, kind of get a nice, kind of earthy, chilling type of high while I'm with you guys. You know what I'm saying? But we have stuff that's fruity.
That's right.
Stuff that's like blueberry, this. There's so many different banana flavored. All kinds of, but natural. Like, it has that flavor, not because like somebody added some shit. It naturally grew and took on the qualities as a breed to have a banana-like taste.
Here he comes with the bags. Let me see if I can get some.
Can you imagine how much time we would have been doing a few years ago for this? Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, they're completely different, actually.
You know, depending on like what strain it is and stuff, and there's hundreds of them. I mean, we have so many different things and that's what everybody in London. Animal, show them a couple other things.
You don't even bother with that.
One's broccoli florets. I think you bought me the broccoli florets.
Yeah,
you don't even
like. So here we can them. You guys will be amazed. We make cannabis products out of lollipops, chocolate.
You don't even.
You know what I'm saying? And then these are all like we did a Foxy Lady. You know
what's your best? What's your best seller?
We have so many different products, and we even do like pre rolls.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, you know what I mean? And then the
Then
these are coated in oil,
yeah,
and then rolled in keep.
Ladies are.
So imagine that. You know what we were talking about with you guys is in London, maybe they'll take some weed and put a little bit of you know, tobacco and a little bit of weed. Here, we're not just taking the weed. We're also taking the crystals that fall off, taking oil that's 90% pure, painting it on the joint, and then rolling it in keef and making lollipops,
like,
and chocolates and everything else that you can eat.
I mean, California's like a capital for this.
But
stuff,
you have them in Colorado and all these different recreational states.
Yeah, Colorado
states,
was,
you know,
the pioneer.
And Washington, Oregon, you know.
Yeah,
all
the UK just doesn't have the, I guess it just doesn't have the weather for it.
It's
really,
it's a politics thing.
Yeah.
You think you could grow good marijuana over there?
Oh, you can grow great marijuana anywhere, man.
Wow. In a greenhouse?
Oh, you can do it inside, outside, so many different ways.
We have potatoes, carrots, and that's kind of it.
Potatoes, carrots, and apples. None of your tropical stuff.
Shit that goes under the ground.
And it all, now, let me tell you, brother. There's a lot of growing, and there's a lot of motherfuckers in London growing secretly. That, you know, it's a big, big thing. Big thing. You just got to kind of secretly.
Well, hopefully they'll catch up then.
And hopefully they will. So let me ask you, we're almost going to be done with this show. You guys have any shout outs, Instagram for everybody, your Facebook?
Yeah, follow us on Instagram, EC Twins. We've got a tour coming up in California in the next couple of weeks. It was supposed to start this week, but.
It was supposed to start on Friday, then it was supposed to start next week. And then we decided not to do next week because it's Oscars weekend. And then we said, well, maybe we'll start this week then with a three-day promotional run up. And I thought, oh, Jesus, screw that.
We could probably sell it.
So let me ask you, do you get to just chill here on the dime then while they figure it out, or how does that?
It's on our dime, unfortunately. Okay. That's why we're like, should we get back on the road this week? You know what I mean?
And then we were like, you know, we got three days to sell a show out. Can we sell it out in 3 days? I think we could have, being honest, but we have to make music and other stuff.
Listen, we got the EC Twins in the house, and you know, if they come to California, we got a lot of people that enjoy great music, and they're gonna fucking.
They can hit us up. We'll look after them. They just need to mention you, and we'll look after anything they need.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Anything they need for you guys. And we got a whole crowd out there. Yeah, man. So, anybody else? Any other, you know, friends? Is anybody you want to give a shout out to?
If you go over to Spotify and check out our new music, our new songs called The Truth, and we have more songs coming up soon, so
sweet.
Just go over to Spotify.
But realistically, we don't have that many friends to shout out because we're new. We don't really have that many friends over here. So you're like our best friend. I don't mean to impose, but you're like my best friend
right now. Awkwardly stiffen up in your chair. There's not enough pot in the world to relax you when somebody's just told you that after 20 minutes, is there?
I love it. It's funny as fuck. No, actually, good. I take it in great humor. But I will tell you that...
No, he's not joking. You're your best friend.
I'm also telling you for sure, we are around the world, and that's the best thing. So people can hear it in London and this and in cars all over the world.
Amazing, amazing.
And get to check out these podcasts. And then all you guys who listen to Purple Haze Dash Radio, make sure you check out the website, Purple Haze Dash Radio, where we got 27 zones of music, all different things from chill, rap, reggae, house, EDM, all kinds of different great music that we have for you. And then at 4:20 a.m. you can catch our show that we have here with the EC Twins, and at 7:10 a.m. and then 4:20 p.m. and then at 7:00 every night we have a different live concert, whether it's and you know, I was wondering, you know, we can play live like shows and previous shows. I would love if you guys could give us a couple. We would play our sets during our oil hour for you guys to check out some cool things.
We could do a nice chill set for you to relax.
And then we actually do have featured DJs here at Dash Radio that we have them do custom sets that we play out and do in our featured DJ slots. So if you guys would be interested, we would love to have somebody from the UK join the DJ group. Shout out to the EC Twins for coming on and, you know, being a part of Purple Haze and Purple Haze Radio. And definitely check out everything they got going on. Jamming in your cars like you jam with us. And just remember, no matter how your day's going, whether you wake up in the morning and you're like, fuck, man, my day sucks, I can't believe it, I had a bad dream, or you're even like getting in your car and you're like, fuck, man, this boss is really going to drive me crazy today, just remember, just relax, go in, let it go, get through your day, and eventually you're going to get a break, you're going to get off, you're going to get home, you're going to get time to chill, and then you're gonna get to smoke, you're gonna get to puff and relax. My name is Andrew Pitsikalis. I'm the CEO of Purple Haze Properties. Thank you guys
for
coming.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you so much.
And definitely come back more again and shit and hang out with us. All right.
We'd love to. Thank you so much.
All right. Peace. See ya.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.